You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Paul Esposito here. Thanks for joining us here. It's Tuesday on the radio. Maybe it's Saturday if you're listening in, if you've downloaded the podcast. Greetings, welcome, God bless. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day, no matter what day it is, you have tuned in to WGOD. That's the call letters I would call my station if I owned a radio station and if they were available, because I love this great truth that God is always broadcasting, always 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Almighty God, through the Spirit of God, through the Word of God, is always broadcasting. The Bible says the Word of God is living, or quick, powerful, living, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. The Word of God, it's alive. That's how you can read the same book 1,000 times over and keep receiving something new. Because when you tune into God's frequency, you're going to hear a word from Him. Now, you're going to hear a word today, because we're letting the Word of God do the speaking. He's speaking today in one of the greatest texts in all the Bible, the first 8 or 9 verses of Romans chapter 5. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. But he goes on from there, through whom we have access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. So this sermon was preached a couple months ago now at Island. I'm preaching through Romans at the church, as I am here on the radio at church. We're starting chapter 10 this coming Sunday morning at 10:30. And here on the radio, we're in chapter 5. Here in this sermon, we're looking at 8 great truths out of this text here. Justified by faith, through whom we have access. We have access to God. Think about it. Access. That's what we're looking at here in today's program. So, okay, this is part 2. This will air today and at least tomorrow. It's about 35 minutes. If you'd like a copy of the whole sermon, write to me. I'll send it to you. Paul@WMIEFM.com. Here's part 2 of Justified by Faith. Or this Jim Jones down here in Guyana. 712 people drink cyanide. Because he says, I am Jesus Christ. And if you die with him. All right, I'll cut this out of the podcast, but you had that coming to you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. If I get up and tell you I am Jesus Christ and you believe me, you're a bigger fool than I thought you were. He's coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. This same Jesus who was taken up from you will so come back in like manner as you saw him go. He expects you to know that. Otherwise, you could be deceived. What will be the sign of your coming? And in the end of the age, what did he say? Take heed that no man deceive you. He expects you to know the tractor beam on you is knowing this. Now, I feel bad for the children that were killed. I feel bad for the 3- and 4-year-olds that drank cyanide and died.
I guess that falls on their parents. But God expects you to know the word. Otherwise, there could be serious consequences of not knowing the word. In that case, it was death. Okay, let me read through this text, and then we're going to look at eight truths in this passage. Verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also. Wyatt. Also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. That's you. It's me Monday through Saturday. It's you on Sunday. Does that make sense? When we were without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man would one die, yet peradventure for a good man some might even dare to die. But God commendeth, or demonstrates, his own love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Truth number one on the handout. We are justified by our faith. Justified, legal word. In a courtroom where a judge officially pronounces you not guilty based on the evidence. Actually, the evidence will kill you, send you to the electric chair. The evidence is, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The evidence is, whoever keeps the whole law and stumbles at one point is guilty of the whole thing. The evidence is, the wages of sin are death. That's the evidence. Thank God that's not the end of the story. Is we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. You've got a defense attorney that died in your place. And said, that person over there, Darren, Susie, Maria, I've got them covered. Put them, God, put them on my tab. Is what Jesus said. Why? Well, because he loves you. God demonstrates his own love towards us, and that while we're still sinners, Christ died for us. Not so you can go spend eternity in some holding place. Not to send you to hell. But when you die and leave this world, the angels will come and take you away. Like I preached at Roy's service here last week. This week. To him who overcomes, I will grant to him to sit with me on my throne. As I also overcame and sat with my Father on his throne. That's now. You wonder what Roy's doing today? Maybe fighting with CJ over that seat. Roy's got bigger elbows, though. Move over here. I'm going to sit here today. Oh, happy day. That's what I said on the radio this week with Bill. I said, I've never seen so many smiling faces at a funeral this week. Why? Because we've got something no one else has. The peace of God that passes or surpasses all understanding. Meaning I can't preach it. You got to live it. This is how there could be smiles in here. Amidst terrible grief is the joy of knowing Roy's trying out Jesus' throne this week. And that is a pretty good thing, Donna. It's a pretty good thing. It kind of helps you sleep at night. And this is why I preach funerals the way that I do. Because I want everyone else to be where he is. I'm not going to make you feel good at a funeral. It's not what I'm here for. Make you feel good. I'm here to share with you the truth. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. That's why I'm here. Share that with you. So that's number one. We're justified by faith. Number two, we now have access to God. As a result of your faith in God's provided Savior, you now have access to God. And you don't need any man's intervention. No Pope or anyone else. 1 Timothy 2:5. You can add that to your handout. There is one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus. Nobody else. You don't go to anyone else's mother. You don't go to anyone else. Jesus Christ is your advocate, defense attorney. Even the word literally means paraclete, means defense attorney. It's a proper name for the Holy Spirit too, paraclete. King James translated as comforter. We now have access to God. You've got direct access to God through Jesus Christ. You don't need anyone else. You don't need money to have access to God. You need faith in Him. No money. No matter how bad you were, no matter how bad you are, we now have access to God. You have been handed a blood-stained ticket that says two things on it. One on the front and one on the back. On the front it says, admit one. Like a movie ticket. On the back it says, non-transferable. You can't give your ticket to your son. You can't give it to your daughter. You can't give it to anyone. It's like your own thumbprint. Your thumb doesn't unlock my phone. Non-transferable. Verse 2, it says, through whom we have access, by faith, into this grace that we stand in. And we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Also, our access to God is through one door only. John 10:9, Jesus said, I am the door. All who enter in by me will be saved. There's another verse for your handout. John 14:6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. He is the only way to get to God. The access to the Father is through the Son of God, and through his death, burial, and resurrection. Remember now, the curtain in the temple has been rent or torn in two. You now have direct access to God through his Son. That's good news, isn't it? I was hoping to be able to. Number three, we rejoice in tribulation. Looks like James wasn't the only one to tell us that, was he? The third truth is he tells us to rejoice in tribulation.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for W.